540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Idalia has just moved offshore into the Atlantic after leaving a trail of destruction from western Florida to the Carolinas. Correspondent Jared Hill is in Morehead City.
As Tropical Storm Idalia churned up the coast, it lashed North Carolina with pounding rain and maximum sustained winds of 60 miles per hour.
That car's flying!
Intense winds created a brief tornado in Goose Creek, lifting this car straight off the ground. Miraculously, the local police chief said two people sustained only minor injuries.
At least three deaths, including one in Georgia, are now blamed on Idalia. More than 300,000 customers in the southeast have no power. There are new concerns over Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's well-being after the 81-year-old froze up during a Q&A with reporters in Kentucky. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
An aide briefly intervened as McConnell stared straight ahead, expressionless.
All right, I'm sorry, you all, we're gonna need a minute.
Before resuming.
Okay.
His staff said McConnell became momentarily lightheaded and planned to see a doctor before his next event.
It's the second time it's happened this summer. McConnell was hospitalized after a fall earlier this year. More than 70 people have died in a fire at a rundown five-story building in Johannesburg, South Africa. Among them, at least seven children. The BBC's Nick Miles.
This was a building that had been taken over or hijacked by gangs and then rented out to hundreds of different people. Most of them homeless migrants. Lebogang Mile is a housing official for the city.
This is a tragedy of monumental proportions, and it's unfortunate that today we are here. And this for us demonstrates a chronic problem of housing.
There's been another deadly air crash involving the Ukrainian military. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Six Ukrainian soldiers were killed when two military helicopters collided in the country's east during a combat mission. Both helicopters were destroyed. This comes after a jet crash that killed three Ukrainian fighter pilots during a training exercise.
Here in the U.S., a lot of people are still spending.
Hey, Barbie. Hi, Barbie.
Economists credit hit summer movies coupled with concert tickets for shows like Taylor Swift's. All in all, the Commerce Department says prices rose 3.3% in July, down sharply from the 7% peak a year ago, but above the Fed's inflation target. S&P futures up 8. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The investigation into a murder-suicide in Brookfield yesterday continues today. It happened at around 2:40 yesterday afternoon. Authorities found a dead person with gunshot wounds at a residence on the south side of Brookfield. The suspected shooter, a 35-year-old man from Menominee Falls, was later found dead by New Berlin police about 3 hours later. He had taken his own life. The 22-year-old teacher from Oak Creek, charged with sexually assaulting a student, entered a plea of not guilty during her court appearance this week. The criminal complaint alleges Rachel Goodle engaged in sexual activity with a 14-year-old student. A detective testified in court that the incident occurred in December of 2022 in Goodle's classroom, where surveillance footage revealed their presence alone for more than an hour on December 2nd. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines and Miss Anonymous. Good morning to you. You say what?
I say good morning, Earl. I have a question about, I agree with you about everything and all the situations you've brought up before with previous people, but what is the process? If, let's say, Mitch McConnell decides that he's going to step down, you said it affected other people's jobs. Is there a certain process that goes through? I'm not sure I understand would happen if he did step down.
Well, so what happens is other senators, I was reading this morning, will collectively come together and then basically, you know, say that he can't do this anymore. And then they'll determine who the successor will be. That's how it's done. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that since, you know, he's a Republican, that they're not going to, they're going to replace him with another Republican in that seat. And it's not going to really impact or affect, the power, and because Democrats kind of hold control over the Senate right now, barely. But what I mean by other people that he's built relationships with over the decades, staff, all of the people who this powerful man has touched in all those decades that he's been in the Senate and around it. He carries a lot of weight, carries a lot of power, and so many of those people will have to begin all over again. You know, lobbyists who have connections to him and all those people. So, you know, they don't want to see him go because in many instances it means that, you know, they'll lose the power that they have.
When I ask that is because I remember a few months ago with Dianne Feinstein, and I was reading about how she wanted, like, a certain person to take over. And then they wanted to put it up for like a special election. So she was holding on, not relinquishing or retiring. And I believe she ended up not stepping down.
No.
And how it had affected the vote because they were waiting or she didn't go and vote.
Well, no, she didn't step down. She's just not going to run again in 2024. But again, there needs to be, well, you know, be careful when I say that there needs to be term limits, because you look at a guy like Bernie Sanders, he's as old as Mitch McConnell. He's as old as Joe Biden. But Bernie Sanders is still functioning. Calvin, it's safe to say he's still functioning well, right? So when you say, so when we say, you know, we need to have term limits, people are all different. And so some can function at a higher level than others. So I want to be careful before I just say that they need to put term limits. Because again, there's some who can function at a higher level. Anything else, Ms. Anonymous?
No, I guess just touching on that a little bit about, like, you know, to the layman, we're like required, or when we're in a business, okay, 65 or whatever age that we retire. So I'm wondering why it can't be that way.
Because
I'll
tell you the simplest answer. The people who are in those positions don't want to give those seats up. I mean, it's a great job. Those are great jobs. And the only way that they'll be, forced to give them up is if the people who are sitting in the seats decide that we're going to do this, and they're not going to cut their own throats. So nobody has any power to, create term limits for people who are in office, because the only people who can do that are the people who are in office.
Yeah.
Both Democrats.
Thanks for your perspective.
Both Democrats and Republicans.
Oh yeah, I agree. All right. Well, thank you. Have a great day, Earl.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David.
Hey, good morning, Earl. It's a shame that this is happening, but something has to be done because. Obviously, his physical condition is
deteriorating. It's deteriorating.
Really, it's not fair to the citizens in Kentucky and to the rest of the United States. And the previous caller has mentioned about Dianne Feinstein. I think she doesn't even know where she is.
No. She's in a wheelchair, she's in a wheelchair. Hold on, let me say this though, David. Excuse me. I shouldn't say that she's in a wheelchair as if people who are in wheelchairs, can't function and can't do things. She's in a wheelchair because she's not, paralyzed in any way, shape, or form. It's her, she's gotten to that point in her age.
Yes. Yep. And we have to recognize as people, and you're absolutely right, Bernie Sanders, in comparison, he's still the fireball that he always
right.
is. I don't see any cognitive decline. He seems, maybe he's a little slower than he used to be, but as far as like maybe moving around, I can't say for sure. But there's no question that his mental capacity is certainly still there.
There are other senators, David, there are other senators and Congress people who are approaching 80 who are still doing fine.
Yes. I personally feel, though, when we were talking about term limits, I do think, and I would say this, I think there should be, even with federal judges, circuit court judges,
Supreme Court judges,
years.
Supreme Court judges.
I think 15 years, that's it. I think, because to your point, those are powerful positions. And when they're there, it seems like they're there for life. And I do think if you want to have turnover, that'd be one way of doing it. Regardless of age, you just say, when you get into that seat, you got 15 years or whatever it is, and that's it. I'm sorry. Thank you for your service. Let somebody else have the seat. And we would get a little bit more turnover, because Right now, we don't see that as much as we should, unfortunately.
Well, but David, but you're a bright guy. You also know that a lot of the reasons that they don't want to give up those seats is that a lot of people connected to them, right?
Yep. No, I get it. I get it. And it's just somehow though, it's going to have to be pushed back. Like Tom from L.A. would say, you know, we are the people, and we have to, that's where it has to kind of start to maybe get the ball rolling.
All right, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go speak of, Tom. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Speak of the devil, Earl.
No, I didn't want to say that. Speak of the devil. I want to say that. You said it, I didn't.
That's not it, exactly.
Hey, no pun intended.
Exactly. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. We do have things. We do have term limits, actually, in our country. It's called elections, and we definitely need to vote out the people that are, not doing the job for we the people. But I will say, this is actually cruel. When you see that clip,
yes,
and his advisor or whatever basically is trying to cover up what's going on and make it look like it's normal. That right there almost made me more sad than anything.
Right.
And then on top of it, they're asking if he's running for re-election.
In 2026.
That's what that interview was about.
In 2026.
Is he running for re-election is what that whole press conference was about. And it was done in Kentucky. So I hope the people of Kentucky see that. If he is, I hope they, vote him out for sure. We definitely don't want to have short-term limits, because then the lobbyists who are already there are going to fill the vacuum of the historical memory of what actually happens in Congress and what happens in the country, and then you just have a bunch of lobbyists,
right,
like you kind of do right now, running the whole show. So, I mean, there is something about having someone there for a while so they can actually learn where the bathrooms are and all that stuff. We all know it takes maybe 3 or 4 years actually to even get into a job and really get, start
right,
picking up your stride. But that being said, there's different types of 80-year-olds. There's different types of, people in terms of age. Dave just said, Bernie is a totally different situation than a Mitch McConnell or a, the guy from Iowa and also Dianne Feinstein. Now,
right,
I know with Dianne Feinstein that it doesn't happen where a governor gets to appoint another person. There's actually more to it that if we do lose Dianne Feinstein, the Democrats, potentially could lose a seat. So I know that that's part of the reason why, she is sticking around. But she's not the speaker she's not the head of the Senate. Mitch McConnell is the head of the Senate, for God's sakes. And he's coming out and giving, speeches. Because I was very, very much against the whole idea of Dianne Feinstein staying in office. But then I had heard on the Tom Hartman show that there was actually a reason why she was staying there. And I changed my mind on it.
Hey,
I quit calling her office.
Hey, Tom, man, we got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call. And Mitch McConnell is a minority chair. All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlight, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlight will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities.
activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size Light Bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.org. That's joyengine.org.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Temperatures reach up to 75 this afternoon under sunny skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 51. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Temps a bit above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 80s to the mid 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So on Monday, I'm going to be doing a live remote at the 2023 Labor Fest in Milwaukee. And, you know, it is a great event. 3,000 or more people will gather and march down to Summerfest grounds in Milwaukee and have a parade. And all these different unionized people will be there celebrating the importance of labor. Now it's a holiday, and so many people don't work on Labor Day, and many people don't know the origin or the purpose or the reason behind Labor Day. And so all they know is it's a day off. Well, as a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man in the earlier years of my life, I know the value of that. And so 50 years ago, 30% of the workforce in the nation was unionized. People wonder why we are taking advantage of the pensions that we got and the amount of money that we made and the homes that we bought and the savings that we were able to accrue and the overtime and all the benefits that we received from those 50 years ago to what things are happening now. And it explains why the middle class is gone. It's gone because they killed off unions. And it was the Republicans who killed off unions and who fought and pushed back against unions and who said companies could not afford anymore to share the wealth with its employees. I mean, in my life cycle, I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%. And that includes, you know, governmental unions. That means police, fire. You know, that means people who work for the government. You know, that's 11%, down from 30%. Now, police, fire, and those kinds of public unions and city workers and county workers, they still have those benefits. They still get those things. But what has happened is the private unions have gone down to 6%. And that's why people are not making a livable wage anymore, because of the unions are gone. And the fact that they destroyed unions, they knew what they were doing. And they turned many Americans against the unions. Well, they're for lazy people. The only people who want to work in unions are lazy people. And so I don't need a union. I can fend for myself and the company's going to take care of me. Yeah, the companies are taking care of people all right. You know, zero benefits. You know, we had everything. You know, vacations, holidays, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, based on how the cost of things changed, inflation was built into our contracts. And if the price of things went up, cost of living allowances were all built into, you know, our contracts. And so people were able to live those good lives because unions. And even if you didn't work in a union, the people who worked in jobs that weren't unionized, their bosses had to, and their employers had to pay them a decent wage because the wages were so high from unions. But they did this intentionally. Those of us who were around, we saw it. We saw what took place, what transpired, and why the middle class of this nation is struggling now. They did it intentionally. And Republicans had a role in it, but Democrats as well. You know, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, you know, all those things, you know, occurred. And now you see where people are today. So Monday is Labor Day. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I know there's somebody out there who knows what I'm talking about. 844-967-2789. I'm going to come back and we'll continue this conversation on the other side. We'll be right back.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Tropical Storm Idalia has headed out into the Atlantic after pounding states from western Florida to North Carolina.
We can rebuild all of this. No one's hurt. Not right here. And it's just really sad, you know, but It is what it is, and we make the best of it, and we will.
At least three deaths and massive destruction are blamed on Idalia. More than 300,000 customers in the southeast have no power. More than 70 people have died in a fire that swept through a building in South Africa that was being rented out by gangs to migrants. The BBC's Pumza Filani from Johannesburg.
Authorities have told us that when they got into the building, they found shack-like partitions inside the building, sometimes even in the basement, making movement very difficult.
Commerce Department says Americans spent more in July, accelerating inflation. Next question, will the feds pause or raise interest rates again? CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. PFAS chemicals have been discovered in two out of Pewaukee's 12 drinking water wells. While city officials assure residents that the water is currently safe, the contamination presents costly long-term solutions. The DNR mandated PFAS testing, and while some areas exceeded recommended standards, Pewaukee is taking steps to investigate filtration methods. The 11-year-old involved in a Milwaukee hit and run last weekend has died. According to the boy's family, he succumbed to his injuries yesterday. Eyewitnesses reported that the boy was riding his bike when he was struck by a driver who was recklessly speeding down Fond du Lac Avenue. Milwaukee police have confirmed that a 30-year-old man turned himself in regarding the case. It remains uncertain when formal charges will be filed and what specific charges will be brought. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Whether you're grilling burgers at the cabin or roasting hot dogs around a campfire, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls are a summertime essential. With so many varieties to choose from, including classic white and wheat, unsliced old-fashioned, brioche, gourmet French, and flavorful onion, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth has the buns and rolls your family will love. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth, baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jay. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. And it's like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yeah, you know, you think about it. It's amazing to me that there's so many people who don't get vacations, who, you know, don't have pensions, who don't have paid insurance, who don't get, you know, an opportunity to live middle class lifestyles anymore. And the reason is the unions aren't there. People work all year. They don't make a decent wage, and they can't get ahead. They're working just like we did, but they can't get ahead. And at the root of it is the fact that there's no organized labor that organizes people and brings people together and for the benefit of all. Individually, you stand no chance at all trying to take on major corporations in a asking for a decent salary and those kinds of things. No chance. So they killed unions. They destroyed unions. And before I come to you, Sharkey, I just wanted to say this. General Motors, the union, the UAW, is getting ready to strike General Motors. The power that unions had back in those days, they were able to shut down corporations collectively, not an individual. They would say, okay, you're not going to give us a reasonable portion of the profits when we're the people doing all the work. Well, guess what? We know our power. We know behind all of this is us. And so, okay, so we'll shut you down. And that was the power of unions. That was the power of the strike. We just saw that at UPS, where the truckers, the Teamsters, made it clear to UPS, as big and powerful as UPS is, well, we don't have any money to give you. The union said, oh, yeah, you do. And so the company said, well, we're not going to give it to you. The union said, well, let's see. On this particular date at this time, we'll shut you down. And the company tried to bluff them, and the company wound up saying, okay, we'll give you what you want. They didn't do that because they were benevolent. They did that because of the power of the union. That's what's missing today, the power of the unions, because the unions aren't there. Hey, my good friend Sharkey from Racine, how you doing, sir?
Good morning. Thank you for getting me on here.
Yeah, man, thank you for calling. It's always good to hear from you. You say what, sir?
Yes, you betcha. You know, as a union leader in my world, it was a job to be proud of. I certainly was there for our people, and I was there for our people we serve. But, you know, the discussion you're giving right now is we should take our families on days like the Labor Day coming up and walk them around Bayview and go to the museum on the statues of Bayview, the Bayview Massacre right here in Wisconsin.
Oh, yes.
And if they live in, yes, and if they live in Chicago, the Haymarket Massacre, approximately about the same time, I think it was 1886, approximately. And that would educate our children. But, you know, going back in all the years, I made it to the union president, and I took a lot of heat. And matter of fact, I ended up on the front page of the Journal Times in Racine for charges of assault, because of somebody decided to assault me 3 weeks after sixth level back surgery. And so, of course, nobody was convicted. I was simply trying to get my union board right, and I got tossed. And I was a senior, one of senior officers. And it was tough, and it took a long time for me to recover. You, but, you, you know, you t- then you took...
Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, Sharky, again, people, the lack of unions in this country is what's at the root of the fact that the pay scale has not risen, right? Can you imagine the in public unions, only 6% of these jobs have unions. When you and I were young, it was 30%.
What's interesting about this, and it was a hard pill to swallow, it was the comparables, though. Even though the police and the fire, you know, were protected, they were comparing their insurance and their actual benefits, and they were being cut in a sense versus the wage. The wages stayed union pretty much, but you know, they had to follow what the highway department was doing, the all the other different departments within the city or county, and it's still tough for them. And just the Racine alone, I believe, in the last 2.5 to 3 years, they have lost, who left the department, over 200 officers. And that's scary. That is scary.
Hey, Sharky, man, thank you very much. Give me a call later on. All right. Let's go to CJ. CJ.
Thank you, Earl, for taking my call. I'm a proud union member of three unions. And it was wonderful for me. There is a difference between public and private. And yes, sending a package through UPS is now going to go up. And,
well, so,
you know,
so,
people
so
have
be
to realize that.
So be
people
it.
People have to realize that.
Hey, CJ, the cost of living for people who work at UPS has gone up, right? So it's not their fault that, you know, you're a guy, you say you're a union, three different unions. I don't understand. The first thing out of your mouth as a union man is the price of things are going to go up.
Well, it's going to cost more to send a package. You got to be real, Earl. Just like the cost of a vehicle, you try to buy a truck today.
Hey, CJ, let me ask you something. The benefits that you had from those unions were derived from people fighting to give you the benefits, the retirement benefits, and the other things that you got. It wasn't any benevolent company that gave them to you. Because I know that's how I lived, okay? That's how I was able to make the money that I made. It wasn't because of me. It was because of a collective in the union.
Can I say one more thing? You aren't going to like this, but you don't like a lot of what I say. But there's a difference between public and private. And in Madison, just like in Milwaukee, you know.
Wait, what's the difference between the public? What's the difference between the public and the private union, CJ, that you think you can educate me on that I don't already know? Go ahead. Try to educate me on that.
Can I just say the underfunded public unions in Milwaukee is the reason you have now a 2.5% tax is because they were underfunded. And here's an example of why. A firefighter or a bus driver here in Madison drove for 30 years. Well, his retirement is based on his 2 years of higher production. So these bus drivers were smart enough back then to work and make over $100,000, and it's based 80% of that for their retirement for the rest of their life. So there is abuse with the unions. There was abuse. I believe in them.
CJ, enough. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Earl. CJ,
it's a long story. Man, I can't take it. Here's a guy who claims to have been in three unions, and he's talking about the abuse in the unions.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But you know, you also got to look at the top end of all these companies that say, oh, we can't afford this. How much are those CEOs making compared to the average worker in the company? I mean, explain to me what a CEO making $40 million a year does. Does he even crack a sweat? Or I mean, if he does, he's playing golf. I mean, you know, the comparison, like in Japan, they don't have these issues because the percentage between the lowest paid employee and the CEO is very small.
So, Tom, when I was working, it was 33%. The CEO made 33% more than what we made, right? So today, that CEO, as you stated, and Sandy always explains this with his eloquence, when they made the change, they start paying those CEOs in stock options as opposed to money. And that's what elevated it. But you're a union guy, right?
I am not, but I believe in the unions.
So why do you believe in the unions? So why did you believe in the unions?
I see what happened. When I was a kid, you know, I remember going to Jimmy's Grill across from A.O. Smith all the time with my father and seeing how busy that place is, all the truck drivers from Klein Cartage and all the A.O. Smith workers and everything in that place. And then they close and it's deserted now. You know, you don't see any of that anymore. I see the value of a union because, again, if the company, it's all about the stockholders, not about the individual worker. You know, we got to take care of the stockholders. Well, you know, Costco, the stockholders of Costco aren't real happy, but Costco almost doubles the wage of Walmart.
Yes.
I would much rather shop at Walmart, at Costco, than Walmart. Even if they're not union, at least they're paying their employees a livable wage.
Hey, Tom.
And I understand.
Hey, Tom, I'm one of those guys. I worked at A.O. Smith for 34 years. So I'm one of those guys you're talking about from back in those days.
You know, I remember all the frames stacked up and all that, and it was just Alice Chalmers and
Alan Bradley, American Motors.
Alan Bradley, all these big companies in Milwaukee, they're all gone. And you got people, places like Carrier, who Trump touted because, oh, they're not going to move their work down to Mexico. Well, they ended up doing it anyways. And they said, oh, the labor's too high. Well, that's just because the stockholders can't make enough money. So if we move it down to Mexico, it'll be cheaper to make. And everyone up here suffers because of that. But it's about the stockholders and the CEOs and the board. It's not about the employees.
Thank you for the call, man. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
throws.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, Racine, and 98.1 FM.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Highs around 75 this afternoon. Under clear skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 51. Sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 81. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 88. 94 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I was a Wisconsin State employee paying my union dues prior to its demise in 2010 at the hand of Governor Walker. It provides me a sustainable living in retirement. And if people want an education in the benefits of unions, listen to Rick Smith on this station. Let's see, I think he's on from maybe 8 to 10 or 9 to 11. I'm really glad he came over to our side from the conservative side. And you do a great job, too, helping us to understand about unions. Thanks, Earl.
Hey, Mary, thank you as always. Really appreciate you. Let's go to KJ. What's going on, KJ?
Well, first of all, let me say I'm in favor of letting CJ call as much as he wants and let him talk as long as he wants. I enjoy CJ.
Well, you're in the minority, but go ahead.
Well, I'm just glad that you are allowing other people who disagree with you to have their say, and that's important. But the importance of union is, I think, somewhat self-evident. But I want to say a point that a lot of people miss, and that is unions actually help non-union employees that work in the same industry. Now, as you know, I work in the trade union, being a plumber specifically, but even the people who work in non-union plumbing, when our wage goes up, their wage goes up, because if not, we can go there and recruit their members and say, look, we're getting this much, these more benefits and more better wages over here. Come join us. Now, some don't want to join us for whatever reason. That's fine. It's a free country. But they can also use that as leverage to go back to their employer and say, look, I need a wage because I've got this offer over here, and they're offering me a pretty good wage and a pretty good benefit package, both retirement and health care. So unions not only help union members, they also help non-union members who work in the same industry. And that's a positive that's often overlooked by many people, whether you are union or non-union. That's a positive that's often overlooked.
So here's what I'll say, KJ. You're absolutely correct. Trades unions have not been impacted and affected because of the power of their unions. But you remember and you recall many other companies that weren't trade unions had unions and that are all gone. And the trades, that's one of the great protections of the trades is their union, the power of their unions. But so many unions disappeared over the last 20, 25 years. And it's the reason, it's one of the main reasons why the standards of living in this country has dissipated. I can you imagine, man, you know, working all year, KJ, and not getting a vacation? Can you imagine working all year and not getting cost of living raises? Can you imagine working all year and not having access to pensions? That's what people who don't have unions, that's what they deal with, man.
Well, we just got a new 3-year contract June 1st, and we agreed to wage increases that were less than the inflation rate. So I can certainly understand, you know, people, even with a union doesn't mean that you're guaranteed, but certainly with a union, we got better than we would have gotten without it. And also, there's a big difference between the trade unions and other unions. In a factory like you worked at A.L. Smith, the company can always threaten to move the job to Mexico or to China or someplace.
In which they did.
In a lot of cases, they did. And that's the big reason why the factory unions went down. But in the trade union, if they're building the Pfizer 4 and the Bucks Arena downtown, that's where they're building it. They can't threaten to move that to China or Mexico. If they're building a power plant here to power Wisconsin, it has to be built in Wisconsin. They can't threaten to move it over to, you know, some other country. So the trade union have a built-in advantage over a lot of other unions.
No question.
They can never come to us and threaten to move our
so KJ, the point that I've been trying to make here is that the reason the middle class has suffered is because they've kind of destroyed unions, and so at the root of it is the fact that they've destroyed unions. Man, I wish I had more time, but I'll see you on Monday at Labor Fest. Come see me when I'm broadcasting. Hey, Ken from Sturgeon Bay, good morning. Quickly.
Good morning, Earl. How are you doing?
All right, quickly. We're running out of time.
I do agree unions do have benefits and there's disadvantages.
What's the disadvantage of being in the union?
It protects the lazy workers.
Man, that's, oh, man. So all of the benefits that the unions offer, you want to bring up that it protects the lazy worker.
Yes, it does.
So you sure you didn't work at A.L. Smith with me in my latter years? Because that was a crazy thought that guys were saying who would come into the unions and say, well, I don't need the union. It protects lazy guys.
Earl, this generation did not work like you guys worked. You guys worked 10 times as hard as this generation does now.
Yeah, we worked hard. Yeah. We worked hard. I'm not saying that they don't work hard today either. I wish I had more time, man. We got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin. Man, I don't know what happens to the time. It just flies away. We'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you all later.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.